And right now, we pay tribute to a past trip to New Orleans, Gordo. This, I think we would all agree, is the greatest wireless interview ever.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the fan favorite. And since we are going back to New Orleans, this sets up a huge side quest for us next week, because we're going to try to find this guy. It's a dude we ran into one of the times we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, Javier. He was working at the facility that we were broadcasting in, and he gave us so many bits of gold.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Javier.
Javier, I notice you're wheeling around this tray, these trays of, I guess, some sort of eats.
Yes, cookies and brownies. And we have salads. Real good. Real delicious.
Good. What, tell me what kind of salad that is.
That's a garden salad.
A what now?
It's a garden salad.
Ask him if he's got any beer.
What's your favorite thing to eat, Javier?
Gumbo.
Come again?
Gumbo.
Oh, gumbo. Yeah, that's
good.
Like
to drink with that gumbo.
Did you grow up here in New Orleans?
Born and raised.
Oh. Bonnie who?
I said born and raised, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jerk. Clearly, I'm having a hard time with his Cajun accent.
You're
he had one of the
cadence.
Thickest Cajun accents, and when you're Cajun, you talk 100 miles an hour. And my southern brain runs very slowly.
You're the least sensitive person I've ever met.
Shut up.
So, what about your family? Always been here?
Always been here.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to high school? Did you go to that Lee Harvey Oswald High School?
I went to L.C. Foshi.
What?
It's a high school uptown. It's a real nice school.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Once was, but it closed down. And then it became another high school.
This is an 840 character.
And then when you were a little Javier, what did you want to grow up to be?
Cooking. I love to cook all my life.
You never wanted to be in the NFL?
No. Too small.
Hang on. He wanted to grow up.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Yeah, he wanted to grow up and be cooking.
Cooking?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'5".
And who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Javier?
Baltimore Ravens. Gotta go with Ray Lewis.
What's that now?
Gotta go with Ray Lewis. You gotta get his ring. Gotta get his ring before we be tired.
He already has one.
Yeah, he's pretty well one. I think he's already got a ring.
You gotta get another one. Add on to it. Add on to the collection.
Yeah. What,
Gordon George can't handle Javier.
What do you mean? I'm just listening.
What, do you want me to ask him something, George?
No, I'm just listening.
You married? Have kids?
No children. Married, no children.
Ask him what he likes to drink.
What do you like to drink?
It depends. Depending on what the mood is, it might be Heineken's. It might be vodka, Crown Royal.
What does he like? Does he like liquor or beer better?
You like liquor or beer better?
Liquor.
Wine.
Beer makes you go to the bathroom.
Wine or beer?
I'm sorry, what did you say about beer?
Beer makes you go to the bathroom. When you drink beer, you got to stick on the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
What was that?
Talks so fast.
I don't know what he said there. Something about going
to the bathroom.
Makes
you go to the bathroom.
Makes you go to the bathroom quicker.
It's quicker, is quicker. The last word he's saying?
Yeah. You got to stick on the bathroom. Depending on how much drink.
See, there was something about a stick on the bathroom.
Play it again.
Okay.
Wine
makes you go to the bathroom.
Wine or beer?
I'm sorry, what did you say about beer?
Beer makes you go to the bathroom. Means rain beer, you got to stick on the bathroom. Depending on how much drink. You stay going to the bathroom.
Still.
Or liquor, okay. You don't go
still.
Right. You stay going to the bathroom?
And you got to smooth the teeth.
Got to smooth the teeth.
Smooth their taste. Can you name all four Beatles?
Bruce Springsteen. That's all I knew.
You only know Bruce?
He's the most popular one out of all of them.
He's the most popular
one. White guy.
Wait, are you guys... Are you two within eyeshot of this guy?
Yeah, he's way across the room, but we could kind of see him.
30, 40 feet away.
Because you laughed so loud after he said Bruce Springsteen. Surely he turned around and was like, wait.
I know. Yeah, y'all must. I remember you guys being at least 100 feet away.
Oh,
yeah.
Where were we?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was quite a ways, because Corby's right. If he's hearing you guys laugh after every one of his answers, he would have caught on.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Who's your favorite white musical artist?
Michael McDonald.
He's real good. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, he's real good. He's one of the best.
Real good.
One of the best they got out there. Besides Bruce Springsteen, they about wasn't one.
What?
Then you got Elton John. He's real good too. You got a film out there that's real good. You can't just narrow it down.
Because
you have artists that's bunch of them that's real good.
What Hollywood starlet would you like to lay with in a bed?
Elizabeth Taylor, if I had.
In her day, I guess.
What, is he 90?
No, she got the whole package. She's got the looks, the brain, everything. And the talent.
She's dead.
And a matter of fact, the money.
And a matter
she died like a decade ago, didn't she?
Well, still, I take her. If she can come back, if I had to take somebody, I will take her.
If she became reanimated?
If she came reanimated, I take her.
What's his favorite animated film over on animation?
Speaking of animated, what's your favorite animated film?
Shrek. That's a real good movie.
Because Eddie Murphy's.
Who's your favorite character in Shrek?
It's got to be the donkey.
Well, what's with you in the... It's going to be the
Everybody's
donkey.
Everybody's favorite character.
Eddie Murphy.
Murphy's hilarious.
It's so mean. It's hard to decide. He got a bunch of good characters on him. But I can't name them off top. I can't think of them.
Well, there's Shrek.
Yeah, well, he'd be one of my favorite characters because he's a real good actor. The person
Wait that a minute. Whoa, wait
Shrek is a real good actor.
It's Mike Myers, isn't it? Yeah.
He's a real good actor.
Yeah, Shrek's a real good actor.
And it's his favorite movie, but he can't think of a single character.
No. Yeah. But he loves all of them. It's just too impossible to pick.
I do love, though, that his brain is firing so quickly. Whatever question you ask.
I know it.
He had an answer.
How is that possible?
I don't know. He didn't have to think about anything.
Shrek.
You know the name of the person that plays him?
I don't know.
All right, now, you mentioned Elizabeth Taylor, and that makes me think that you may be old, but you look young. How old are you, Javier?
42.
Yeah. Well, what about a more current, like Lindsay Lohan or...
Oh, no, Lindsay Lohan, you can keep her. No, she's getting too much trouble.
Okay, all right.
Put her back.
He was very, very offended by that. Yeah, don't bring that in here, that Lindsay Lohan stuff.
Let me see.
What's your favorite part of a woman?
I take Jessica Simpson, because she got a real nice body.
What's your favorite part of a woman?
Face. The face is most important. If she look good, then she all right.
Ask about the booty.
What about the booty?
That too, but if she ain't got the face, without the face.
All right, after the face, though, what's your favorite part of a woman?
The booty be the next part. You had to take that. Then if she got breasts, then she got something going for her too.
Yeah. What do you like about the booty so much?
If it's nice and round. And it got a nice shape to it.
You like slapping the booty a little bit?
Every now and then. Depending on what the mood is. When you're with your wife or your girlfriend, depending on what the mood is.
You slap up your wife's backside pretty good?
Somewhat.
When do you think the last time you slapped up your woman's backside?
It's been a while. But she don't really like it too much.
She don't like it.
What does she like in the bedroom?
It depends. Depending on what the mood is.
Let's say the mood is horny. Did your wife get horny?
No, she don't get horny.
You?
Them days long gone. That's in my younger days.
You're only 42, Javier.
That's in my younger days.
All right. Well, Javier, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Pleasure to meet you.
Right. Yeah, I like Javier.
All right, Javier. Here he goes.
He's a nice guy.
He was all right. Great.
Wow. 100%. If the NFL or whoever offered up Patrick Mahomes this week or Javier.
Oh, no.
Taking
brainer.
Javier.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. This would be the biggest get in the history of the ticket if you can find him.
Okay. Yes. How well do you know your Javier? What's his favorite food?
Gumbo.
Yeah.
Very
that's
good.
Right.
Very
good.
All right. What foods was he carrying around at the time I encountered him? There's three things.
Were they breakfast?
Yeah, like donuts?
Nope.
Croissants?
Cookies, brownies, and garden salads.
That's right.
Cookies and brownies.
Cookies and brownies.
And of all the current famous women, who would he take? It wasn't Lindsay Lohan.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica, who? No, Jessica Simpsons.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, damn, I would have lost to you.
Was the correct answer. So, the big news is, and the big announcement is, I do have some really good leads on tracking down Javier. I believe I have his last name, and I believe I have a phone number for him.
Okay. Phone number?
Yes. So I'm going to attempt next week to get in contact with Javier
do
a
after all these years,
a 15-year check-in with him.
So he's 40, 56, 57
now. Yeah, if we can get him to come down to the media center.
He won't have a... He can't get in there.
We can get him credentials.
We'll get him in.
We'll get him in. Somehow.
There's no way. You're going to have to go to his house.
Which would be great.
Which would be awesome. Yeah, you got to meet his wife and all that.
Get some gumbo.
Right.
Yeah.
God, that's great.
Michael McDonald.
This is the biggest story probably in Dallas-Fort Worth
well,
in the last 20 years.
It may be. Yeah. It may be.